Look out! Look out! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're college educated.
Yes.
You have a wonderful family.
Yes.
Why the heck are you a prostitute?
Because I can be. Because the beauty of America is I can do this. I can become a businesswoman, and I can use the best asset I have, me.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Is that what you, I mean, is that how you view it? Are you a businesswoman?
I am a businesswoman. I'm incorporated. I have employees. I handle myself in a professional manner. I bring everything from my last job into this job. My education gets brought into it. You know, I'm not
Vagina!
Just laying on my back. I'm having intelligent conversations, and that's what's going to get
Vagina!
A man to spend the money on you. They don't want to be with the dits.
What about the vagina?
Yeah, baby.
There's another cut with her, too.
A professional is a prostitute who brings a certain amount of professionalism to the job. You know, I follow a code of ethics that I have set for myself, and I bring a higher quality of service. It's not just about sex. It's an adventure. We're elegant and classy ladies. We can be taken out to a nice restaurant and not look out of place, and we can have an intelligent conversation with another intelligent man. I even have some couples that come and visit with me.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
All kinds of hookers now are being interviewed on TV because of Spitzer Buddy.
I don't mind a bit. I like it.
Last year, you took home how much?
Close to $500,000.
At the end of the day, this is about money.
It's totally about money. I mean, that's what originally would draw someone to this field. You can make a lot of money very quickly. You know, I'm going to be 27 in a couple weeks, and it's very well possible for me to be retired by 28, 29.
You little minx.
Wow. You little bad girl. But don't use the girls from Dennis Hoff's place.
No.
I don't think they really count.
The bunny place?
Yeah, the cat house. I don't think...
cat house, is that what it's called?
Yeah. I like the, you know, when they talk to the ones that live in the penthouse and stuff like that. But,
yeah, you're high class.
I don't know, you know, I've watched Cat House, and I like Dennis. Dennis is a friend of the show. But, my God.
Michael Mara dropping another name.
No disrespect.
Dennis has been on the show several times.
Very nice.
Dennis Hoff, and Dennis Hoff is very kind. Former engineer. Wendell Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the lady with the big teeth?
Oh, do I? When Wendell exposed himself. Yeah. Sure I do. We were out there.
And the boy.
Yeah.
You know, Spitzer's whore. Yeah. Is there any guy out there who didn't see that picture of her in the white bathing suit and go,
oh, wow.
Ooh, you know, maybe $5,000, maybe.
She,
you know,
if
I had the money, maybe.
Saving, you know, the
money.
Right body for the right swimsuit.
Not
you
know,
bad.
There's other pictures where I said,
well, the problem.
Yeah,
I
but
have
that's
with
why the picture in the bathing suit was the one that closed the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
The pictures. The thing I didn't like about those, but she's kind of mugging for the camera,
right?
But the one where she was just kind of casually there with the sunglasses on.
Pretty. The one that where she was on the boat reminded me a lot of the one of Gary Hart's chick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Donna Rice.
Right.
And I chatted up Donna Rice
course,
after that
of course
scandal.
You did.
Well, I did. I happened to meet Donna Rice. I hate to keep dropping names.
Was she there with Dennis Hoff or?
In fact, we were at the same party. We were at the same party
really?
Where Donna
oh,
Rice,
that's
you,
right.
Did you
I,
talk to her?
I was having sex with Effie Berry that night. While Marion Barry watched and did crack.
Winner.
That may have been the party where you wore your Batman suit and Eddie Money was at that party. I think she came to one of our parties.
Eddie Money, who was dressed as George Custer that night,
George
wasn't
Custer,
he?
And that's when we chatted and all I know is it was a double-decker thing. I don't know where we had the party, but you could look down from the balcony, and all I did was watch you, and at one point you were running with your Batman suit on.
Yeah, I love getting drunk and wearing that rubber Batman suit
and running. But I think it was a party like that. You know, they all run together, but Donna Rice was there.
That chick is the chick, the whore, the high-class hooker.
Kristen.
That's her name. Thank you, Buzz. She's nice-looking. Mm-hmm. You look at the other girls on that site, and I think that they also give your average John out there the wrong idea. I think your average John who doesn't pay $5,000 a night doesn't get somebody necessarily as nice looking as that. And that's kind of just stated the obvious. Sorry about that. I'm sure
the thing is, though, you still have to remember, even if you're paying $4,000.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're going where so many have gone.
And the other thing is, no matter how good or bad these hookers look, everybody, it seems, now has a MySpace page. And I would be petrified that, man, my ass is going to show up on someone's MySpace page. I mean,
right.
I saw that the governor, or at least an icon of the governor, was on her friends list.
Yeah.
On the MySpace page.
You know, they all talk about discretion, but there he is. Uh-huh. There's the governor. And, well, remember, they recognized him because of his voice.
You know, I guess my point was going to be that all of these chicks, whether they're whores or girls on American Idol, they're all shocked when nude pictures of them surface on the internet. And the answer to all of these girls is, honey, if you didn't put it there, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah, and right. They were interviewing Kim Kardashian on The View today. And, you know, they were. I give Barbara Walters a little credit here. She went back to her kind of pit bull journalism days where she was giving Kim Kardashian all the serious questions. And the one that came up was, of course, the sex tape that she has out there. Which, baby. And, you know, the sex tape where she's doing
it. She's gross.
She's doing it in a way you don't like.
The way you like. The Michael Mara way.
It's, and, you know, she's there with the carved up face of Bruce Jenner. Talking about their reality show, and she didn't really have much to say. Once it's out there, it's out there, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Did they ever ask Bruce Jenner, does anybody ever pin him down about why he made himself halfway look like
a chick.
Michael Jackson in Pinocchio?
It was scary because they showed an old picture of him from his Olympic days where he's, you know, where he looks, well, first of all, a hell of a lot younger, and then you see his womanly face because, mm-hmm. I guess, of so much plastic surgery. And I guess now that Kim Kardashian, his adopted, not adopted daughter, but his stepdaughter, is dating Reggie Bush, they call them the Bush and the Tush. That's that's what, because she's got
Reggie Bush sex tape. Yeah. Reggie Bush sex.
But Reggie didn't make the sex tape with her. It was the rapper that she was with.
But there's an alleged sex tape that's been rumored for months with Reggie Bush with her.
Same thing. So maybe she just likes to be taped.
Mm-hmm. Just a bad little girl.
She likes videotape.
Like that bad little girl on American Idol, the boy girl.
Yes.
The one that was kicked off last week.
Wow.
Did you notice that when the Chinese girl was in the bottom three, or when she got passed through last night, they had the shot in the crowd, Chinese girl's friends, and the queer boy that Rosie invited on the cruise was in the crowd as one of the Chinese girl's friends.
They're very close to each other. Very, very close to each
That's
other.
Fine.
Kind of a strange dynamic last night. But the stripper boy that got voted off last night did not expect to be voted off. You could tell by his body language.
Nobody.
Yeah, it sucked me back in a little bit.
It was pretty good last night.
Sucked me back in just a little bit. I thought for sure that the country chick was a goner.
Yep.
I was happy because the guy, Hernandez, the stripper, he looked like he did not see it coming.
No, and then that's always the best when the guy's a little bit cocky, and you see him there ready to console the other lady, and then he gets kicked in the shins. I love that. Wow. I enjoy. That's the dynamic that I enjoy. But I wanted to find out who the mentors were going to be, and Ryan Seacrest had kind of promoted that, and it never happened.
Hmm. So American Idol last night, blah, blah, continues more Beatles songs next week. The best thing about American Idol was something that happened this morning on the Regis and Kelly show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Mike, you turned it off, right?
As soon as I knew Anderson Cooper, I you know, Regis wasn't going to be there on Thursday, I went to Aloha.
I want you to listen to this then. Yeah. Kelly Ripa does absolute right-on Paula Abdul impression.
Okay.
Not only the way she looks, but the way she talks.
Oh, good.
And we sure do bust on Kelly Ripa a lot, but here's Spotlight on Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, I've been working on my Paula Abdul imitation.
Oh, really?
And I've kind of gotten it down. It's okay, so she's like, David, you are who you are. And you're like a beam of color.
That is great.
That is great. Because she's also
probably hates that, but I just, like, I love it because it's like a fascinating, right. Like, you.
Well, she's also always like, David, I. Let me just say. Yeah, all the colors of the rainbow. And then she's always mixing, like, if only.
Well, he's going on and on. That she nailed it, didn't she?
She really did. She got the rhythm and the tone of her voice, too. And she was doing it again last night.
And you got to see, she did, like, the big Joan Rivers clap. You know, the big clown hands going in front.
I think the Hernandez boy, the man that liked to have D&Bs on other men's laps in the clubs that he worked. I believe she was disappointed. She was a big supporter of his.
Yes.
Very, very unfortunate.
Almost worth it last night. Mm-hmm. And I don't buy all the hype about the band that no one's heard from before. Mm-hmm. They do some like Seattle grunge version of Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, right. The guy stole.
And the other guy. So I'm supposed to get involved because one band that I've never heard of says that another guy that I've never heard of is doing a version of a song that's been recorded by maybe thousands of artists.
I think if you roll into a bar with an obscure band and you want to steal that on the national stage, I don't think it's that big a deal, especially since they didn't write the song.
It's not their song.
It's not their song at all.
I also got a prediction about the country girl that made it through, who I thought was dead meat for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are going to see more of her breasticles.
She is going to sex it up. I think that's a very good prediction. Yeah. I'd like to see that.
And it looked to me like old Catherine McPhee had about 100,000 miles on her since she was on that show last year.
I was looking for a better outfit. I really was looking for
a little
better outfit. Didn't
she have some knockout boobs before?
She had great boobs, and I don't know who dressed her last night. And, well, she's out there with David Foster. Is that the guy she married? Because that, apparently the,
David Foster's that famous lyricist like St. Elmo's Fire and stuff like that.
All I know about Catherine McPhee is that she did something, you know, that I really don't approve of. She really? She got involved with a much older man.
Scandalous.
Old enough to be her daddy, I hear.
I think that's that is really disgusting.
Just wrong.
Hello, who's your father?
My father is Luke Skywalker.
It's a rhetorical question.
My buddy turned me on to your show a little bit ago, and he was telling me something about stirring the soup. You guys still do that?
Oh, I wish we could.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, those are the good old pre-Janet Jackson FCC didn't watch everything we do days. But, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, is your wife around?
No, she's not, actually. Actually, I don't even have a wife.
Oh, I thought you said your wife turned you on to the show. I'm sorry.
No, my buddy did.
Your buddy.
Your buddy. Oh, did your buddy have a girlfriend or a wife? Get her to
call. Yeah, he's got a wife.
We'll get her to call and start the... What are you doing right now?
Oh, I just got back from lunch. Just finished some Mexican food.
Oh, boy. What's that beep, beep, beep? Is that your car?
Yeah. Just got in the car. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think there'd be anything wrong with if you had a significant woman out there that called and just said, you know, I'm stirring the soup.
Hey, and listen, I'm like...
There's a couple girls walking by right now that might want to stir the soup.
Well, no, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, you can.
It's pretty much something that you have to initiate yourself. And, you know, without being gay... you could stir the soup right now if you liked.
Hello?
Oh, well, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You could
it's
stir
actually, the... well, the male version of that is churning the butter.
Churning the butter?
You could churn the butter.
Uh-huh. Well, how does it start?
Or you could dig for gold.
You know something? That's not something we need to give you a tutorial on.
Or maybe not gold.
You could churn the butter. You know, all men and boys know how to, at a certain age.
Come on, don't be a jerk.
Churn the butter. What did you have at the restaurant? Chicken?
Oh, I had a regular burrito, grilled chicken with refried beans.
You know what is great? Have you been to Jamaica? Have you had jerk chicken?
Oh, it's fantastic. I did that right before I went to the petting zoo where they let me actually feed and discipline the monkeys. Yeah, you actually can spank them.
Yeah, you spanked the monkey.
I'm sorry.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're not qualified.
Bye.
Totally. Too much meal.
Hello. Don and Mike show. What's happening?
What's up, guys?
Hi there.
Hey, Mike. Are you still into video games? I know Don is, but...
I am. I'm into... I don't even know. I've been playing one on one level for so long. It's a first-person shooter game, and I have been playing it for so... It's not Call of Duty... But it's another military game.
Is it the new Tom Clancy game?
No, it's obscure one, and I am on the same level where it starts out with you're charging the building, and I am a British stormtrooper type guy, not a stormtrooper. I'm a British commando, and I run into this building with Russians. And you know how they give you the animated part that starts the level?
Oh, that tells your storyline?
Yeah, and the Russian guy runs in before me, and he runs in and he doesn't look, and there's a German officer right at the doorway, and pow, you see the guy.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Right in the head, and I cannot get through this house. I get killed every time, and it's driving me out of my mind. But it's so long, I don't even remember the game. I've had it in the machine so long. But I like Call of Duty. That's what I like.
Yeah, I was hoping you were into Call of Duty. Are you online at all?
No, I don't do the online thing. No.
Oh, you got to do the online thing, man. That's awesome.
If you go online with a game, and you might know this, with Call of Duty, does that mean like there are other guys online that are playing the Germans and you're playing the American guys?
I would guess, you have guys. Or you're all – see, I don't play shooter games, but
right.
Yeah. You're up with guys. I guess it's like Halo. Same thing. I play Halo online.
No.
No?
Nothing like Halo. This is squad-based. It's much more intricate.
Squad-based.
Yeah, it takes a lot more talent.
I'm sorry, basement of the science building. Your butt crack showing when you bent over there distracted me for a moment. Isn't Halo also a shooter game?
Yeah.
Halo is a shooter game, but it's like just pull the trigger and run around and just point the thing.
Shooter
in
game.
And
right.
Shoot.
Shoot and point.
So does this mean, well, that's what I like to do. I don't want to get involved in, like, telling guys what to do and moving squads around.
Yeah, that's kind of what this is. It's, you can play free-for-all or you're all by yourself. Or you
see,
can
I know you play online, but I worry about playing. If I play online, that some night my doorbell would ring and there'd be some guy with greasy hair and snot in his nose that would be at the door.
I've played Halo online with guys, and you hear stuff like, you know, hey, watch out, watch out, watch out behind you, watch out behind you.
I might try it, but really from that standpoint, I am technologically retarded.
What's the difference between that and seriously, and Call of Duty? What's the difference? I mean, if you got guys that are saying, get out of the way, I'm going to shoot, get out of the way, what's the difference?
What do you do?
Halo's fake. Halo's a plasma gun. Halo, you know, this is you're fighting the Germans, you're fighting the Russians, something like that, and you're in these maps that are real. It's 7.1 surround sound.
He's serious.
You blow up cars, everything's explodable.
Squad base.
It's squad base.
Tell me something. Where do babies come from?
The two babies I have come from my hot wife.
Okay, that's the right answer.
Good answer.
Bye.
Good answer.
Didn't think you'd have that.
That is correct.
You know, I have to say, I understand what he's saying, because what he's saying, I feel the same way about space age games, because I like the stuff that's more like real war simulation. That's why I like Call of Duty, Medal of Honor, all those. Really, those are the only kind of games I play.
And I like the kind that are the kind, probably the kind you don't like.
Space age with Halo.
The shooter
a great
games
example.
That I like are the kind where you can press a button and it's either a fire extinguisher or it's a thing that shoots off grenades as big as footballs.
Right, right.
You know, or a gigantic slingshot that throws rocks.
I wish I remember the name of the game I'm playing now.
Cool Junk.
One of the things says the weapons that gets you if you're not paying attention, they got a grenade launcher. And you can actually see it coming at you with the flames coming out of it, and you can duck out of the way.
Hello there.
Child.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Hey, hold on a second. I got a question. When I was in Best Buy, I saw the American Idol Xbox game. I didn't buy it because, well, I'm stupid, and I figured it's got to be a karaoke game.
Right.
Am I correct? Has anybody bought it?
Or no, I haven't heard of it.
I never would.
I've played a singing game before.
I would buy the American Idol game if I would be allowed to shoot the contestants.
That'd be great.
With a grenade launcher.
How about that if you could shoot Paul Abdul with a giant fire extinguisher?
Imagine that. You get out and you sing and all of a sudden, it just wasn't my cup of tea.
Do they make your hands like Edward Scissorhands? Cut her into little bits?
They have that game. It's called Simon Cowell of Duty.
Wouldn't that be fun? Cowell of Duty.
Hello, what's happening?
Hello, Radio God.
Hi there.
Serious question about Billy Crystal.
Serious.
How did he get to be such a big star when I always thought Bert was funnier on Soap?
You know, I think we all can ask that question. How did Billy get to be a big star? I think it was City Slickers.
Well, there's a lot of factors. I think it starts with S and ends with N. Satan.
He sold his soul.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
God, Mike, I'm starving out here. Can I please have something to eat?
Sacramento checking in.
No.
Yes, I'm starving. Don, Mike, come on, let us eat.
You know what? This weekend we have an airlift scheduled. That's the company line. That's what we tell them.
Listen for it.
Go to the Storybrooke Mall.
And wait for the big chopper to arrive.
With Mike's picture on it.
Now, the chopper will hover about 15 to 20 feet off the ground. And food packets will be dropped out.
We'll be throwing out individually wrapped Pop-Tarts.
Absolutely. And bags of chips.
And bite-sized Snicker bars.
That should get you through the weekend.
All the cheap holiday candy.
Mm-hmm.
Bite-size.
Incidentally, remember what your governor of the state of California calls Sacramento.
Living in Sacramento is
death.
Death.
Yeah, it's death.
We'll be throwing out radishes, sardines, all of your favorite foods.
Yum, yum.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, on the topic of video games, do either of you remember Metal Gear Solid?
Remember what is it?
Metal Gear Solid? Is that
Yeah, it's a BM game.
I've heard the name was BM.
Metal Gear Solid, BM. You know, it's about stools.
First-person BM.
Oh.
Right. It's a first-person BM.
Of course. I love scatological video games.
It's terrific. It's great online. It's really, and you compare with other people. Yeah.
It's not squad-based, though.
Squad-based, well, you know, if you get
squad
the...
Squad-based.
If you get...
S-Q-U-A-T.
It's
squad-based.
Yeah.
Squad-based.
First-person BM. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a first-person BMer.
Wonderful.
That's why that woman was stuck on the toilet.
That's right.
That's
she
what happens.
Could not stop playing the video
same
game.
Same thing in the game. If you stay on the bowl for long enough, you fuse to it.
God, how could it be that we've been on the air for 10 years in Wichita, Kansas, and somebody who knows this woman has not called our show yet?
I'm very disappointed we haven't seen a picture of her. They were very, very – somebody should have been out there. You know, all the paparazzi when they're chasing Britney around, why don't they fly to Wichita and get a shot of this woman?
That hooker is keeping her off page.
Why don't you call your dad?
I will call
your dad and see if your dad has heard about this story and see if your dad – because Buzz's dad lives in Wichita.
That's right.
We must have a listeners in Wichita that live – close to the area that that woman lived, because I saw the trailer.
Nest City is about 150 miles south, close to the Oklahoma border.
It's our target demo.
Right, yeah.
I mean, absolutely. But it's within our listening range, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely within the KFH listening area.
I know the shot that you saw with all the dirty diapers.
Yeah, and then there was a long shot of the trailer, and the only word that came into my mind was, nice!
I saw that big sticker that said KFH.
I thought that was
in the window of the home, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Oh, it was right by the thing that said, beware dog.
Mm-hmm. Dog inside.
Very vicious dog.
We don't really know whether she was fat or skinny.
No.
If she was skeletal and her fat fused around the toilet, imagine what that looked
We're
like.
We're fascinated with the story of the lady who was on the toilet for 2 years. She's in Wichita, Kansas, just 100 miles from Wichita. We've been on in Wichita for 10 years. My God, she's got to be a listener to the show.
Or at least a neighbor. I'd love to hear from a neighbor.
Still no answer from the neighborhood.
How about a neighbor from 3 years ago? That might have seen her.
Or six.
Oh, that'd be good.
Did you try to call those neighbors during the break?
I did. There's still no answer.
Still no answer. GD? Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.